Session 371. Deleted. October 11th, 1967. 9:27 p.m. Wednesday. This session is deleted from the record. Once again, Jane spoke for Seth while seated on the divan. Her eyes opened often, were very dark. Her voice was average. Her pace, again, fast. Good evening.
Good evening, Seth.
Now, we will have a fairly brief session, simply because I am adjusting my techniques of therapy according to Rupert's reactions. For a while, however, none should be missed, except for very good cause. The reaction following sessions has simply been the arousal of antagonism. The symptoms have been a defense against the sort of self-enlightenment that I am now giving in the sessions. There is then a natural reaction at times, as those tendencies in the personality that adopted the symptoms actually struggle to retain them. A dislike of me for ripping away the veil of secrecy, for with the veil down, the symptoms must disappear. I will judge, therefore, the duration of any given session in this light. Now, the late affairs with the table have been good training on Rupert's part, and given him a release of energies that is acceptable and beneficial. It has also opened up a new line of inquiry for him, and much more will come from this, both on your part and Rupert's. Well, I see you're still being allowed to discuss these matters. There is no serious blockage now. He has forgotten the peanut oil, however, and this is a good aid, for the arms particularly. His abilities have been developing rather rapidly of late, and this shows a basic inner improvement, a lack of previous blockage, that will soon be more distinguishable in physical terms. This evening's explosion on his part did represent an advance. He would not have let himself spontaneously express his anger in so direct a fashion earlier. When Jane got mad at me after supper tonight. Is a part of his personality still actually trying to block this material? Not actively. It is difficult to explain. The symptoms themselves cause certain chemical changes that have an effect then on the personality itself.